The college football playoff is everything.
Toughness, growth, sacrifices.
Laser focus.
This is where I think
everything you got all that day.
The attention to detail is like none other.
Be physical. Be violent.
We are the winners.
Tulane takes on Ole Miss, followed by James Madison in Oregon.
It's time to bring it.
First round coverage of the college football playoff presented by Allstate. Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on TNT and HBO Max. Are you ready?
Let's go!
December deal drops at Lowe's are wrapping up, but there's still time to snag something worth bragging about. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. And members save an additional $100 on a new and exclusive Samsung French door refrigerator. Now just $18.99. Need new tools? Select tools and accessories are up to 45% off this week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/24. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath is here for our once-a-month pick episode. And for those of you on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, you're going to get a special treat today. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey. Candy cane frame for the Christmas season.
I love that. That's worth the, what is this, $50 a month? That's worth it right there. I like this.
We could go beach, no?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that fits the show a little bit better.
No, I still got the Halloween ones.
Yeah, that's. I think this is the money shot.
Yeah, this is the money shot. All right. We'll have college picks. We'll have NFL picks as we do. Again, occasionally. The college football playoffs start this weekend. And you know what? Let's just dive into it. First of all, I just want to say a giant fuck you to everybody that is covering the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
But, like, hates the fact that... When were we just going to get to Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State are in, and then a separate SEC playoff for whatever team did best that year? Why does everyone that covers college football hate college football? All this talk of, oh, you should have a G6 bowl. Well, what are we doing here? Why? Even though Tulane and James Madison are both going to get crushed.
Yeah.
They deserve the opportunity to be crushed.
No, okay? I agree. Yeah. And you know what's funny about it, man, as a Notre Dame fan. So it was more, I was in shock. It was like a gut punch because I thought that this year, they had a legit shot to win it all because it's kind of like the NFL this year where there's not a great team. And I think they were a much better team the final 8 weeks of the season than they were early on. They figured out the defense. Their quarterback, CJ Carr, week one, they only lose to Miami on the road in Miami, 24-21 against one of the better defenses. They scored three times. He's a freshman making his first road start. He got better. He's probably their best quarterback they've had in years. I think he's going to be a decent pro too. But the end of the day, I wasn't all angry and I wasn't running to social. I was pissed because of the way that it went down, right? I said all season long when everybody's like, Notre Dame's a lock if they go 10-2, I'm like, they shouldn't be. Not because they need to join a conference, because if they were in the ACC, like Duke won the ACC championship. Notre Dame rolls everybody. They beat all the ACC teams. They beat the living crap out of Pitt, who was really good this year, except for Miami. That was their only loss in the ACC. So if they join a conference, they're going to win the ACC every other year or every year. So I have no issue with that. But you played two real opponents and USC, and you lost to both of them. So I had no issue with 10-2 Notre Dame being left out. I had issue with just the stupid-ass committee and ESPN, though, because of the way that it went down, where Alabama beats a crappy Auburn team, and they're like, Alabama, we like the way that they looked against a rival. Well, Auburn was no good. They won, what, 4 or 5 games? And Notre Dame goes to Stanford across the country and just beats living crap out of Stanford, who was a much improved team as the season went on with Frank Reich, you know, and Andrew.
Well, Miami Lux should be in over Notre Dame because they beat them.
Yes. Yes. Totally agree. All right,
they should both be in over Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not even making the case. And Alabama played a tough strength of schedule. I get it. But they look like crap. And also, you know what pisses me off a little bit, man? And you'll like this take because you were all about Florida State being screwed over just because Jordan Travis got hurt. Now we're hearing like Alabama's quarterback, Ty Simpson, has a herniated disc. And he's looked like he's had a herniated disc since really the Oklahoma game, the first one. So Yeah, you knew they were getting in. And then I was always a big Herb Street guy, man. And
he
still
is
like,
the absolute worst human walking the planet right now.
Yeah, the only guy.
Political division.
The only guy I still would stand up for, he's just like kind of out. I like Fowler. I feel like he doesn't really get into it. And I feel like that's kind of why he walked away and just calls the games now and goes and does tennis the next day. I was a big Joe Klatt. Like, nobody has had a good take. You know, and everybody's like, Josh Pate said, and shit. And like, I like Josh too, but it's like all these guys, Southern dudes with SEC bias. Yeah. You know what we need to
Herb
do? Street, let's bring the
Ohio
college
State.
Football back to the Midwest, baby. Let's get Don, the college football show, the guy that hates us, the professor, because we get no love. And we, what does the Big Ten do when
he
doesn't match up with the SEC?
He doesn't hate us.
Underberg.
Oh, that guy does.
Not Don. Yeah.
Don, I just saw Don.
Yeah.
The other guy's not a fan.
No, me either. I used to do the show with him. I don't know. I was always nice. I don't know. Hey, happy holidays anyway, buddy. But you know what's funny is this SEC bias. Are they going to win a bowl game against the Big Ten this year? You know what I mean? Like, did Ohio State not just win the national title? Did Michigan not win the one prior to that? Like, we're the power now, baby. We're the power. But I hated
it. What do you think about – because Navy beats Army to become a 10-win team, which would be better on Notre Dame's resume, but they play that game after, which is so fucked up.
So dumb. I mean, Notre Dame, honestly, I'm not just saying this as a Notre Dame homer. I thought they had a legit shot to win it all. And this, if you're a Notre Dame fan, you know what I worry more about, man, is the repercussions. Because now...
no one wants to play them.
Nobody wants to play them. They're probably going to have to join a conference, which I don't care about, join a conference. But I worry more about Marcus Freeman leaving.
Yeah.
Because he might be like, F this. And I have no issue with them skipping the bowl. And I hate all these.
I'm glad they did. They were just going to go dance for us. Go play BYU to see who deserves to be. Fuck you.
In the Pop-Tart Bowl. Exactly, man. Like, they would have beaten BYU by 42 points. And they would have been on a mission to do so. Instead, like, let's go recruit. Marcus will probably end up, because if the NFL comes calling, I don't think he would leave for another college. I don't, except for colleges that already have good coaches. But if the NFL comes calling, dude, I don't know, man. You know, Miami would be very enticing. Although I think McDaniel should keep his job and get a real quarterback that could play in 50
degrees.
Yeah,
I think that's why they're benching him. Yeah.
Yeah, but I promise Quinn Ewers ain't the guy. So I don't, that's what I worry about, man. But I'm with you. Like, I still love college football. But it's not the same, and the people that run college football do not love college football, and that's the problem. Even these, like, my brother texted me, and he's like, hey, what do you like for your bull bets? And I just gave him the college football ones I like, and I was like, I wait till day of to bet the bowl games now. Like, you know, as we tape this, Memphis is playing, and
right,
I want to bet.
There's a game on?
Yeah, it starts in 15 minutes. And I want to bet, you know what, I do kind of like Memphis +3.5, and I am 4-0. But I used to run out and try to bet these right away and like beat the number. Now I wait and try to get as much information because you never know who's going to be out there, who wants to be there, who's hungover.
I'll put 10 on Memphis.
Yeah, why not? You know, and then you win that and we could double up on tonight's game because it scares me. But let's just jump into it, dude. Because
well, first of all, I want to tell you another $10 I put $10 on Jake Paul to beat Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
Because I think it's rigged.
What's Jake Paul's betting odds? I should know this, but I got fired, so
he's like a +650.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm in on it with you.
I mean, the shit's rigged. He's gonna win.
I mean, yeah, 10 like some pizza money. I think.
All right, what do you got to do?
Oh, so Oklahoma, Bama tonight, right? This is wild because I bet big. One of my bigger bets this year was Oklahoma in that first matchup. And the case that I made was Oklahoma's defense is the real deal. Ty Simpson, Bama's quarterback, is awesome if you give him a clean pocket. But when he's under pressure, he looks like he has really since that game. And now teams have kind of figured out the blueprint, and he might be hurt, is just blitz the shit out of him. Georgia, I want to say, I don't have it in front of me. I want to say he dropped back like 37 or 38 times. I think they blitzed him on 32 of the dropbacks, and he had like a 40.2 grade, had a bunch of interceptions. probably cost himself a lot of money because the conversation going into that game was, is he going to be the number one overall pick? Played terrible. May have played himself out of the draft. He might be playing in Canada. But Oklahoma's defense is legit. But if Bama could run the football, which they haven't been able to do all year, they're outside the top 100. I don't know, man. I worry about Oklahoma scoring because Bama's defense is really good as well. They don't have a good pass rush. But other than that, I really like their secondary. Mateer hasn't thrown for over 200 yards since the hand injury. It's been 3 weeks since their last game, so maybe he goes out there and lights it up. But it's weird because I see like the most public bet is everybody loves Bama, but all the sharps and everybody on the network and stuff, you know, loves Oklahoma. And I loved Oklahoma in the first matchup. But I feel like Ryan Grubb is going to have a couple tricks up his sleeve. And I like Kalen DeBoer. I just feel like everybody's going to be on Oklahoma. It's going to be the sharp bet, and Bama's going to win by 10. So I'm going to go against my own number. I would make Oklahoma a 2.5-point favorite, dude. But I'm going to go against everything, and I'm just going to go with a feel. And I'm going to take Bama. And I kind of like the over in the game. I feel like if Bama does win and cover, it's got to be an over game, but it's just like, I don't trust Oklahoma to score a whole lot. Their defense is awesome. I just, it's funny because 4 weeks ago, everybody said Bama best team in the country, Ty Simpson, Heisman. Now everybody's like, this Bama team's not good. Well, make up your effing minds, man. And I think DeBoer is going to have a couple tricks up his sleeve. Ryan Grubb, the OC, is, and everybody just expects DeBoer to be out and take the Michigan job and stuff. And I don't think that's the case. So I'm betting Alabama. I'm going to do it right now. I talk myself into it. And I like the over. What do you think about the game?
Well, I don't have that kind of knowledge that you just did. So I have to go from storyline angle.
Okay.
Where I think Bama shouldn't be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they will win this football game.
Yes. And that's the other thing, man. Right.
So let's throw 10 right now on Alabama.
Yeah.
10 on Alabama. All right. I like that with you. Okay. What do we got tomorrow? Miami and Texas A&M?
Texas A&M. So the Malachi Toney kid. So the spread's 3.5. Miami's a dog. The total's 48. I actually like the under. I bet it at 48.5, but I still like it at 48. If it touches like 47, I wouldn't bet it because I could see this game being 28-20. But as dumb as that sounds, it's just how it goes. So I would bet the under here because I like both defenses. I just, Miami could run the ball. They average over 6 yards per carry. Texas A&M, as good as the defense is, one of the worst run defenses. So they give up over 6 yards per carry. Like I said, like 4 yards after contact, they struggle to tackle. I want to say Miami's like top 15 still running the football. If Carson Beck doesn't throw a bunch of picks, I think they score enough points. I don't trust A&M's quarterback, Marcel Reed, dude, when he's under pressure. Too many turnover-worthy throws, and if I had the number one overall pick in the draft, I would take Reuben Bain from Miami. I think their pass rush is just going to be lethal in this game. I keep saying A&M is going to be one and done, so I got to stick with it. The problem is I like Elko a whole lot more than I like Mario Cristobal, but I'm going to bet Miami 3.5, and I love the under in this game. What about you?
Horvat, I have no read on this at all, storyline or otherwise. I don't know enough about it.
If you had to pick, though, you just like bowl, you know, like just the bowl sheets. Contract.
Texas A&M.
SEC, all right. Let's roll with...
Well, they're at home.
Yeah.
I think the home team.
That's. I feel like everybody's going to say that. I don't know, man. Maybe Miami ends up being the popular team. I just...
What a weird playoff that you can get a home... Like, who did I read? Maybe Ole Miss, like... They're expecting $70 million of an economic boom. And then, I don't know, this whole playoffs fucking sucks.
It's dumb.
Sucks. It's so dumb. Everything's dumb about it, and every idea is to make it dumber.
I mean, I think you should have just, honestly, I think it should be four teams. And I think it makes it, like, real easy.
Well, then it'd be Indiana, Ohio State. Who? Georgia? They lost the SEC game. They lost.
But they avenged the loss to Bama and won the SEC championship, you know? So, and they beat the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then they would be in.
You know?
And then A&M?
A&M probably. Or, well, see, that's where you have the – see, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know what you do. I mean, because you don't need more teams. I mean, because that's where I was going to go next. Who do you – if one of these two teams covers, would you rather take JMU 20.5 or Tulane, 17 and a half. Like, I think both of them are going to get destroyed.
I think Tulane and Ole Miss is going to be like a 10-10 game in the middle of the second quarter, and then Ole Miss is going to dial it up. Same. And I think Oregon is just going to shit all over JMU. They might have to close down the school.
Right. Like, I don't know how JMU scores. People are like, well, you see what they did here is they had both quarterbacks on the field at the same time. And I'm like, yeah, against Bufu University, dude. Like, they're going against Dan Lanning and a bunch of NFL players. Like, good luck, man. I would say maybe Tulane because their coach, Summerall, does get to stay. And I do like him. I think that's a great hire. Lane leaves. But we saw this game week 4, and Ole Miss won 45-10.
Yeah, why are we seeing rematches? It's so stupid.
That's it. Then this is where fucking Notre Dame should be in the goddamn playoff. Or just, you know, insert team here that has a legit shot, at least, of not getting crapped on. It's like March Madness, you know, when everybody's like cheering for Florida Gulf. And I'm like, no, I don't want them in the Elite Eight because then they're going to play Carolina and lose by 90, and I'm going to be bored. And then we got to wait 2 hours for the next
wins,
game.
And we like when the 13 wins, and then when they play each other, we're like, oh, shit.
Boring.
But you got to get – I'm pro these teams getting a chance. I wish every conference winner in college was in the playoff.
Well, if you want to make bowl games actually matter in these teams playing them again, though, like everybody, you can't have 12 teams in the playoff, you know, because then team 13, 14, 15, 16.
But bowl games are stupid anyway. They've always been stupid. They're stupid.
But we love them.
But they're dumb.
Like Mike McCarthy, though, now that I'm unemployed, dude, I need bowl games. I hope I don't always need bowl games. But for the next 2 months sitting in this house, I need them right now. That's how I feel.
And now. Superhuman Shaq.
I keep telling them not to say that. I'm no superhuman. Believe it or not, I struggle with moderate obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA. In adults with obesity, moderate to severe OSA is a condition where breathing is interrupted during sleep with loud snoring, choking, gasping for air, and even daytime fatigue. Let's just say it can sound a lot like this. Sound familiar? Learn more at don'tsleeponosa.com.
This information is provided by Lilly, a medicine company.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 75% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
All right, so that's enough with the playoff for now. Let's get to the NFL.
We'll do that after I remind you about my friends at Happy Place Hemp, 25% off each and every order. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART if you'd like that savings. If you don't want the savings, that's fine. You can still order. And you can go pick up the seltzers for sure and the gummies somewhere as well at different stores throughout the area. I know that the Lake Country Century has them now, so check them all out. The seltzers, the 5, 10, 20, they'll let you drift away, as it says, and you can get that all. Again, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART with the gummies, the tinctures. Good for they got stuff for your pets. I don't know why I talk about this every day. I'm talking about it like I've never heard of it. My apologies. You know the code. It's BART at happyplacehemp.com. What do you got, a bag of pretzels there?
No, I wish. I got a, we got some Daily Greens.
Oh.
And a shot of ginger.
Okay.
I don't know what I did to my stomach, man.
I just had black coffee like a real man.
Well, me too. But I've been getting like GERD, acid indigestion, like a mother. And it's like bloating me. And I went to Goosemas, which was honestly, other than the birth of my child and my wedding day, the greatest weekend of my life. And I drank Providence. Dude, I woke up Monday. I was supposed to go meet Sammy P from Bet Sweats out in Boston because it was like 20 minutes away. I left my phone in an Uber. It was like college, Horvat. Phone in the Uber, throw up all over the hotel. I was so glad I got my deposit back. It looked like a murder scene. I was like... And it's not even funny to joke.
You just threw up in the hotel room and not even the toilet?
I made it in the toilet, too. Somehow some got on the bed. Luckily, I didn't Hendrix myself or whoever threw up and choked on it. Bad stuff. That's why I like to have some drinks, but like I usually don't drink like that. I know what it is though. I went to this like after hours thing because there was this other band playing that I really like, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. And some dude there was like buying shots. And you know, we're going through a lot here around the holidays. So I was taking said shots. Not a big shot guy these days. No shots, no Red Bull vodkas. Pretty sure I also had a Red Bull vodka. Just insanely hungover for like three straight days. So now I'm just like trying to ease my... This is terrible, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just shoot. Oh, my God. My mouth is on fire. I don't know. This is what my mom recommended. So we'll see how it goes.
Somebody commented on one of my things that they're not sorry to see me go because I was too much of a bro. Me.
You?
Bart Winkler.
Maybe they're confused. It's funny, like, you know, all my stuff has been positive except for one. And it was like somebody created an account and they were like, good, because we need less gambling content. And, you know, I was like, I agree. I actually didn't even want to do betting. I just wanted to be full-time host nationally. I like betting, but I don't need to like give. I like doing this kind of stuff because it's fun. But like, I'm with you. We don't need 20 hours of betting content. I hear you, brother. But then I thought about it and I was like, fuck you. It was a betting network. If you don't want betting content, it was pretty easy. You go to your station and you listen to you guys. That's my issue. Like, I totally agree. There's too much gambling and everything that's going on really makes you think and wonder all these scandals. But like, I'm not the guy to blame, bro. You know, just because I know what I'm talking about and I want to feed my family too. So you know what? Imaginary account. I'm trying not to swear a whole lot because it's the holiday season, but fuck you, man. I was like, what the hell was this all about?
Every time you say you're not going to swear, you end up swearing more.
And how low of a person, like, are you to, like, tweet at people, like, when they lose their job, you know? That's why I always try to go easy on these NFL head coaches, unlike you, just calling for LaFleur's job. But the difference is he gets paid millions of dollars.
Well, and I'm an owner, so I have a say on who gets to coach my football team.
Yeah. What was your takeaway? Because, well, actually, you could save it. Because let's just start with the Fighting Tobys. Because Packers are going to be the second game we talk about anyway.
I think the Eagles win big.
I actually like the Commanders to cover.
I hope the Commanders win. I'm so tired of the Eagles. They're so. I keep comparing them to me in college, where I would watch the OC all the time, and then pretend like my life was the OC, and I would want to be sad. I was happier when I was depressed. And I feel like that's what the Eagles are doing. They're just, they like being sad. And they're a bunch of, I don't know. I was going to say pussies.
Well.
I don't feel like I should say pussies. Eh. I swore the other night I said asshole.
I don't even know what the rules are anymore. Because every time I turn on ESPN, McAfee's just like, shit, asshole.
Well, the rules are the FCC is tougher than ever, except for Pat McAfee. They don't care.
Yeah, as long as you don't do the thing that the UFC guy does, because then they come looking for you.
Oh, that too. I'm going to take, what's the line? I'm going to take the Eagles.
7. I'm going to take the Commandos. I think this is a Marcus Mariota revenge game because he was the backup.
Oh, sure.
I, you know what, man? I don't know that Jaden Daniels is everything that he was cracked up to be. I loved him in college. My only worry was, not even can he stay healthy. Can he get to his second read? I thought everybody was like so stupid with the Bears get it wrong again. They may have got it wrong because they should have probably taken Drake May and not overthink. Nobody should have overthought it and taken the 6'4 quarterback with a rocket arm. But if I was picking between Jaden and Caleb, I like Caleb more.
Well, I like Caleb too. I don't understand how CJ Stroud came in the league, was very good, and then had a bit of a regression, and then everyone's like, see, that's why you can't jump on quarterback. And then they go, Jaden Daniels, top 5 in the league. I'm like, whoa. But then Jordan Love, I still need, he threw a pick, bonehead. I still need to see something. Jordan Love's good. What the fuck? I'm so tired of this bullshit.
Yeah, and you know
what? For us to admit that, that's brave.
You know what? I'm tired of it too. Like, we're like on social media. Like, I've said now for like the last 3 years, Jordan Love's good. I said he makes a lot of, not a lot of, because this year he's thrown like 5-6 picks, but just like some of the decisions, some of the throw, like his picks are bad, right? Like Rodgers, the picks were, he didn't throw picks. The Jordan Love picks are like picks that you saw at Utah State and in high school, but the fucking darts and the throws that he makes are unbelievable. And I also thought about this and I was like, well, you know, I get why the Jordan lovers would hate me, because I always made excuses for Rodgers. Well, they got Devontae and a bunch of bums. He don't even got Devontae, man. Christian Watson, I like, but he's never healthy. Dobbs should be a three. Wicks, all these guys, like none of them could catch the goddamn ball, dude.
Yeah, last year we're like, we don't need a one because we have four twos. We actually have six threes.
We got six UFL players. I honestly, like, I feel bad for Jordan Love. Never throws anybody under the bus. Really easy guy to root for. I'm a big fan of Jordan Love these days. I take back all the, I still hate the draft pick. Okay, so you guys can shut up with that. If you have T. Higgins on the other side of Devontae Adams, Rodgers isn't forcing the ball to Devontae on three straight dropbacks, and we win a Super Bowl because we would have beat the shit out of the Chiefs that year. Anyway, Bears, 1.5 point favorites, total 46.5. I'm so glad they're favorites because all I heard from Chicago radio,
I don't understand how the Bears are underdogs in this game.
Do you not understand power rankings? Get a new job. Do you not understand that every year, every game, except for last year when Jordan Love got hurt, we beat the shit out of you.
The Bears cannot win this game.
They're not going to.
I don't think so either.
Dude, here's how I hope that Dennis Allen, I know he's a big fan of the Winklerverse. I hope he's not listening, right? Because Bears are good. Bears are for real. Everybody's, it's like they're fluky.
They're good. They know how to win. They're good, but we're going to beat them.
And I think they're only going to continue to get better.
Yeah, but we're going to beat them.
Which is why the Mike injury really blows. But here's why I think that the Packers win is because Dennis Allen and the Bears play nothing but man defense. 10th highest rate, I believe. When are these teams going to figure out, don't blitz Jordan Love and do not play man against Jordan Love? In the game, the first game against the Bears, he was 8 of 10 for like 138 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. A couple years ago, Dallas, in that first playoff win, man, Jordan Love torches him. Every time Detroit tries to play man, what does he do? Even with these shitty wide receivers, torches them. Chicago wins this game if Dennis Allen mixes up his coverage and tries to play some zone. I don't even know that the Bears have the pieces, though, on the defensive side of the ball. So I think the Packers win this game. I like Green Bay. I'm going to bet them. I originally said they're going to split home and home. Can't lose this game. And everybody's going to bet against them because of the Micah injury. Somebody's got to show up.
I don't think a team has won after playing in Denver this year yet. The following week.
More of a reason to bet them.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the Packers.
Not to bet them, but. I like the Packers too. Specifically because of Bears fans felt like they got a win even though they lost by 7 last time.
And the players?
That was really weird.
Like the Packers take pride in this too. And I really do think that this is going to be like LaFleur's second best coaching job of the year, because I like Ben Johnson, but when you're mentioning Matt by name, first name, now he's got it out for you. I don't think that that really like matters, bulletin board material, but you're going to get the Packers' best effort. I think the defense, long term, I think they're fucked.
People keep saying that I want Matt LaFleur fired. I want him to be promoted. I want him to be GM and coach, actually. And team president.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think he's great.
Anything to keep him, to be honest, because I don't want Cliff Kingsbury or his brother. The other thing, though, I think that the Packers are fucked long-term, because I think now, even if Jordan Love has an Aaron Rodgers-like postseason, I think the Packers defense is the Packers defense that fucked Rodgers and all of us as fans every year, because the one thing that we had was Micah. And I know that the dumb Chicago fans are like, he only had one assistant. You like these voices I'm doing?
That's the right voice.
He only had one assisted tackle in the last game. He's overrated. Well, no, but he makes everybody else better. All these rejects, right? Like, except for Rashawn Gary, who I bet to win Defensive Player of the Year, worst bet of my life. But, dude, now this secondary is going to be out on an island, and I hate all of them. I've never hated corners. I have. When Ladarius Gunter is your shutdown. But now, because how are you going to beat the Rams when Matthew Stafford has a clean pocket? How are you going to beat the Seahawks if you
can't
get pressure
on Lenny McGill?
Huh?
Do you remember Lenny McGill?
Yeah.
He was terrible.
The defenses historically for Green Bay are always terrible. Everybody's like, man, they always hit receivers. Yes. Man, the quarterback situation, 3 decades, Hall of Famers. Yeah, but 3 decades of piss poor defenses minus a couple years and they won the – Rodgers had a top 10 defense once. He won a Super Bowl. So miss me with the choke artist shit.
Miss him. Miss Horvat with that. Miss him.
How many – if Brady had bottom 10 defenses every year, how many Super Bowls? And are we ready to pump the brakes on the Mahomes goat shit too?
Yeah, I don't think Brady's the goat.
I think Rodgers is the goat. I think Rodgers is the goat.
Maybe.
What if he? This is going to be the year he wins it too. Watch.
I know.
Anyway,
Rodgers, Packers, this is his Peyton Manning Denver yes. year.
Although, like, he's carrying them, dude. That roster, 18 tight ends, one's 350 pounds. You got MVS out there.
I like when Rodgers loses. He's like,
fuck these.
I don't guys. Know what the hell. No one's coming to meetings. Everything's. And then they win. He's like, man, I've just never had more fun as the greatest group of guys. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Because I think
pick a lane.
Because I think he knows what he's doing by doing it. And I think it probably like rubs some of his teammates the wrong way. But I think some of them buy into it. And I think at this stage of his career, he's like, I got one last shot and you guys are effing me. All right. I don't care that Mahomes isn't the GOAT or is the GOAT. I don't care that he's not playing in this game. I will not fall into this trap. I will take the Chiefs, even though they're going to start Gardner Minshew and him and his dad will probably have like a fist fight and Bleacher Report and everybody will tweet it out. I'm not taking – the Titans suck. I have no idea if Cam Ward's any good. The Chiefs
but
are –
But Gardner – when's the last time Gardner Minshew won a football game? Before COVID?
I don't remember. Last time I bet him, I think he threw for 65 yards and like 5 picks and had 2 fistfights on the way out of the stadium.
What's the line on this?
The Titans are only 3. Kansas City's a 3-point road favorite. Everybody's betting the Titans. Not me. No Titans theory for me here. If the Chiefs have any pride, I don't know. It's still like Andy Reid. I can't bet the Titans. I'm not really betting this game. If I were to, wait till you hear my favorite bet this week, by the way.
You only have a month left and you're not going to move on after that, don't you kind of phone it in a little bit just out of experience?
I don't know, though, man. Maybe, like, does Kelsey really want to go out like a bum? Guy's still trying to earn paychecks out there. I'm saying I can't take the Titans here. They're terrible. They might be the worst football team I've ever watched.
I'll take the Chiefs with you.
Thank you. I have bet the Titans. Last year, I have it in front of me. I bet the Titans 14 times. I went 1-13 against the spread. This year, I've bet them, 8 times out of the 14 games. 0-8.
Bills last week when they were down 24 points.
Dude, and you know what's the worst part? I bet the Seahawks last night down 16. The only time that I needed – and the worst part about this Tennessee team, why they will always go down as the worst team in history to me, I take Arizona and Survivor. They have a 3-score lead, and Tennessee comes back to win one of the 2 games they've won and knocks me out of fucking Survivor.
But if that's influencing this decision, that's bad of you.
No, it's not. This team is – I'm telling you, man. Maybe they win outright. I can't see it. I cannot see a world where it happens.
And now – Superhuman Shaq.
I keep telling them not to say that. I'm no superhuman. Believe it or not, I struggle with moderate obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA. In adults with obesity, moderate to severe OSA is a condition where breathing is interrupted during sleep with loud snoring, choking, gasping for air, and even daytime fatigue. Let's just say it can sound a lot like this. Sound familiar? Learn more at don'tsleeponosa.com.
This information is provided by Lilly, a medicine company.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 75% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
I can see a world where the Giants, who are only 2.5-point dogs at home at 2-12 to the Vikings, I think the Giants are going to win this game outright. I love the Giants against the Vikings this weekend. I don't know how they win it. I just know that, like, J.J. McCarthy is going to be a roller coaster. This guy sucks. Oh, nine's back. I think J.J. McCarthy sucks. I hate the Vikings more than anything. Giants by 10.
I'm going to keep taking the Giants to win because of my dear friend Carlos Ortiz keeps telling me that the Giants will fuck their way out of the number one pick somehow. And I believe that. So I'll take them to win every week the rest of the season, even if they don't win any of them. I will take the Giants outright with you.
I wonder what they would do with the number one pick.
They would trade it?
Or take, like, I don't know.
You have to trade it.
I think they would have to.
Well, who's going one? Mendoza?
Although, do you think that the new coaching staff will be sold on Jackson Dart? Because I'm not. I mean, his head's going to be off in 2 years.
You think they're going to Josh Rosen him?
Maybe. I don't think he's good.
I have a knot in my back that, like, I need you to. God, I wish you were here behind me.
Pause. I want to stand on that take. I don't think Jackson Dart's good.
I had a great last drop last night. Greg from Michigan called.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to miss you. I want people to know about you. I want to spread you.
What? Spread you?
He wanted to, like, spread the word. But he just said on the radio, I want to spread you. I laughed so hard.
Maybe. Anyway. Giants here.
Giants. Gents. G-Man.
What about the Carolina Panthers catching three against Tampa? I like Tampa here. I feel like everybody's going to be like, Tampa's dead. They can't win.
Carolina's dead.
This is for the playoffs, maybe. This is for the both teams are 7-7. I'm going to take Baker to get it right here. I still don't trust
it's in Carolina?
Yep. Love the Bucs. Mike Evans is going to score.
What's the spread?
Three.
I'll take Tampa with you.
I feel like everybody's going to overthink this one, and Baker and Mike Evans are going to spread each other. I like, dude, imagine betting this game. The Saints, what if I told you 5 weeks ago that the Saints were going to be a 6-point favorite at some point this season against the Jets? I don't even think we picked this game.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah. We've never done this in history. Honestly, it'll blow my brain up to even think of, like, how that goes down. Oh, here
you go. What are their records?
The Saints are 4-10 and the Jets are 3-11. So, I mean, I would only take the points with the Jets.
Okay. What week is it? 16?
Yes.
All right. So here's the new theory. Whatever week it is, we half it.
Okay.
So that's 8.
Yeah.
So if the two teams don't have a combined 8 wins, we do not pick the game.
I like that. Unless we, like, love the game, though. And I do not love this.
And it's also a very complicated thing, but we're trying to rationalize. Okay, go on. We're not.
If anybody out there, like, needs a bet, I would only take the Jets.
You picked it.
Hey, my favorite bet. How are the Dallas fucking Cowboys? So they're at home, I get. They're 2-point favorites, I should say, over the 10-4 Chargers. The Chargers cannot continue to do this. This team has fallen apart. They have neither tackle. Herbert's hurt, but they keep winning these games, man. I think Dallas wins this game by a field goal. Dallas, 6-7-1.
What is their record?
The playoffs.
What's their record?
6-7-1. The Chargers are
10-4. 6-7.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I love it. I think it's dead, though, because adults do it now.
They ruin everything.
When we were in Denver, we probably said 6-7 more than we said go, Pack, go.
Ah. Parents just don't understand, man. You guys are too old. You're ruining it for the kids. The same way that Dallas is going to ruin it for the Chargers. Cowboys win by 3.
I like the Cowboys by more than 3. I like them by maybe 6.
What do you think about the Buffalo Bills laying 10.5 against the Browns? I think the Buffalo Bills are going to – how do you bet Shador Sanders against Josh Allen? I know it ain't a one-on-one sport, but Buffalo –
what's the spread again?
10.5. 10.5.
Oh, this is my daily doubler. I'd take the Bills by 21.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe more.
I like Shadur.
You do?
I'm trying to.
I think he's awful. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. And I don't know that he could be a backup because he's in love with himself. And I'm also not a Deion guy. I just can't do it. I wish I could, but Shadur just, I can't. And I think that the Browns could be a good football team if they could get the quarterback. Problem for them though, man. I think they're going to have to, I think Deshaun Watson is going to be on the active roster next year.
I do too. They're going to start him.
Which means he's going to start. Oh my God. All right. They may get left off. Miami is a 4-point dog against the Bengals. Both teams stink, but I love the Dolphins +4. Because everybody's going to be like, oh, Ewers sucks. And he does. But
Something's wrong with Burrow.
Yeah.
Something's going on with him. And I don't know. And we don't have to pry, but something's going on with him.
Mm-hmm. Something off the field, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's affecting
I don't either.
Him. From a football standpoint, it's affecting him. I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins with you as well.
Yeah, I think no Tua is a, I mean, I think the Dolphins are just going to be able to run the ball. I love all the Devon Achan props. Bengals run defense is one of the worst in league history. Not even joking.
Who's going to start more games next year, Tua or Kyler?
Probably Kyler. I feel like somebody will think that they could fix Kyler. I don't think you could fix a noodle arm quarterback that can't play if he's not in 80 degrees.
That's true.
And I don't know. The whole Miami situation's fucked up. I hated how everybody was like liking the Tyreek tweet and like laughing. Like, what a loser tweet. You're not even playing.
Oh, I didn't see it.
He like did the peace out, like disappear thing because Tua got benched. And it's like, you're not even active, you bum. And every time we hear from you, you're getting arrested. I'm not a Tyreek guy. I am a Michael Penix guy, but he's hurt, and Atlanta stinks. They're 3-point favorites against the Cardinals. I'll take the Cardinals +3. Although I guess this game doesn't five. Eight. Nope. We got to skip this one, actually.
They don't have enough wins?
They've combined for 8. Is that enough?
They have 8. Yeah, we can do it.
Okay. So I like the Cardinals +3. Can't lay 3 with Cousins.
Do you see, like, the Cardinals? I want to tell you. I tried to find a bet on this last week. I wanted to bet like their exact point total.
Yeah. For Arizona?
Because here's what they've scored this year.
I know.
Ready? 20, 27, 15, 20, 21, 27, 23, 27, 22, 22, 24, 17, 17, 20.
So it's 22.5 is their team total.
Oh, that's right where it should be. Fuck.
Whoa. What do you think about the first half total? 10.5.
I don't know.
You know what I kind of like is their first. You know what I'm going to bet? You've talked Arizona first quarter over 3.5 points. Scripted drive's going to go for 6 against Atlanta. I don't know, though. Atlanta's defense is pretty good.
Remember when we had Badgers first half 3? That was the funniest shit of my life.
That was great. That was great. They hung in there that day until, you know, the third quarter started. Thank God we took the first half and that was it.
What bowl are they in? I forget.
What do you say?
The Badgers are going bowling. Did you hear that?
They are?
Like during the playoff, they're actually going bowling.
Oh.
To a bowling alley. What happened to my voice? I'm going to keep it this way. There we go. It's back, everybody. I've been sick for 3 weeks.
I've been sick for like 3 years.
Yeah, COVID's back and worse, and no one cares.
I know. I was just at a concert with like a billion people just sucking it, just doing whippets with people. What do you think about, this might be the game of the weekend for me. I love the Jags, as you know, coming into the season, and I loved Liam Cohen. I bet him to win coach of the year. Trevor Lawrence is playing his best ball. Helps when you got a wide receiver who could catch the football. Shout out Jacoby Myers, who just got paid. Jags defense is for real. They opened as a 5.5-point dog in Denver. Everybody's going to love the Broncos because they were 2.5-point dogs at home and they beat the Packers. I think the Jags are going to win this game, man. I love Jacksonville +3.5 against Denver.
In Denver too, right?
Yep, in Denver, in the altitude.
They haven't lost
there.
You were
just there.
Man, being in Denver, it was a really fun trip, but I don't have a lot of kind words to say about Broncos fans.
They suck?
Well, first of all, that incomplete chant is stupid.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love didn't throw an incompletion in the first quarter. It was awesome. I'm going to take Jacksonville. But is that a, I think it's a spite pick.
Mm.
But I like Jacksonville too. I took them to win the South at the beginning of the year.
Same. Texans are good though.
Did you ask me who I took the NFC West? Please don't.
Who'd you take, the Cardinals?
Yeah.
I had them over on the wins too.
I took the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're a mess.
All right, what else we got?
They're a mess. So let's go to...
Good to see you. Talk to you. I like that we're friends.
Yeah, it's nice. And we got the little holiday backdrop. I feel like we're just in a bar right now. This is my favorite time to go and just drink beer the holiday season. Mm-hmm. I love the way that, especially in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, the way that they decorate the bars.
Bars are all Christmassy, yeah.
Yeah. See a bunch of people you haven't seen.
You know where I met Andrew Wagner out last night?
Yeah.
At Daniel's Palace.
Daniel's Palace. I don't know that one. I don't remember it at least.
On Beloit and 100 because Paragon closed because on Thursdays they close early. Not close.
Oh.
But on Thursdays they close early to go drink at Daniel's Palace.
Like the guys that run it do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found out that little tidbit of my city.
How late did you guys stay out?
You just said 2, yeah. Well, I got off at 1:10.
Ah. What time did they call last call?
1:50.
Oh, nice. Nice. Do you think this is the last call for the Lions? They're 7-point favorites against the Steelers. Total's 52.
He took the Chiefs to miss the playoffs. I took the Lions to miss the playoffs.
Me too. I have a feeling they're going to beat the living shit out of the Steelers, though.
Me too. Steelers are riding high, and, you know, they're like a bouncy.
Yeah, I like Detroit. I
mean, most people call those roller coasters, but you already said roller coaster earlier, so I wanted to change.
Yeah, you got to switch it up a little bit. I think the Lions could hang like 40 if they really want. This might be a game where Rodgers looks like he's like 60. Texans are real – my God. The Texans are 14-point favorites over the Raiders, and that's a lot of points, but I'll never bet the Raiders again. I said earlier that that the Titans are the worst team. Dude, the Raiders, like, hire Pete Carroll at 80.
He's getting fired. They're going to move on.
They bring in Chip Kelly, who's already been fired. They trade for Geno. They've all sucked. I think what they should do – why would you keep Max Crosby? Trade him and because you're not like – I know he's an awesome player – but he's just one dude on a team of all shitheads.
If you're the Raiders, like, why are you like, you know what we should do? We should try to be like those Geno Smith-led Seahawks teams.
That finishes with 7, yeah. Exactly.
Best case is 9-8, okay.
That is like a good point, dude. Like, Pete Carroll comes back, and he wants the same quarterback that led him to 7 wins every year. It would have made more sense if he was like, I want Russ Wilson. We'd be like, at least they won together. But yeah, that would be like you get a divorce with your wife and you're like, man, I'm sick of her red hair. But then like 2 years later, the first girl you date has red hair. You know, I mean, like you think he'd be like, all right, I'm back, but I want a better quarterback. Yeah. You know, I don't know. You like the Texans, I'm guessing.
Man, if you divorce someone with red hair, that's a you problem.
I know. Why didn't Al Bundy ever want to have sex with Peggy? She was so hot.
I know.
It was weird. You know what else is going to be weird?
Yeah, day, pig.
No pig.
Yeah, pig. Give me a beer, pig.
Al, let's have sex.
No pig.
That was the whole show.
No pig.
Oh, what a great show, though, dude. And Bud was always like about that like score with some hot chick, and he'd F it up.
No pig. No pig.
Polk High, though. Dude, my uncle used to do advertising, and so he would always get all this like cool shit. And from RC Cola, I got a Polk High Al Bundy jersey. I wish I still had that thing.
Sick.
Maybe I could run into Ed O'Neill and ask him to autograph it. Or I could make a 20-minute trip to Baltimore to watch the Ravens, who are 3-point favorites, lose outright to the Pats. I know they blew that 21-point lead. I just don't think Baltimore is very good. I don't think Lamar's officially back. Plus, he's got the stomach flu. I'll take the Patriots +3. Patriot day.
The Patriot games?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Drake May.
Are you going to try to apply for that?
No.
Depending on where I'm at, I might do Patriot games live coverage on the podcast.
You might have to.
Patriot games.
Live update.
Get a deal with Fox Nation, maybe?
It would be a real good deal.
I am going to take... They lost last week. Yeah, I'll take the Patriots.
Yeah, I think they bounced back, dude. They're good. What about... Are you going to bet Phillip Rivers is a 5.5-point underdog on Monday night against the Niners? I am.
I am going to... No. I think he gets his ass kicked. I think last week was the week that he had a little bit left. Do you know that... everyone's celebrating that he came back as the health insurance reason, yet Goodell gets health insurance for life.
He gets it for life?
Yeah, he negotiated in his last extension that he gets health insurance for life. Meanwhile, these players, they only get it for 5 years. And then normally what happens to football players is their brain deteriorates in year six and they're fucked. So just to even in the NFL, the suits always win.
Yep. Which is why I always, as you know, have always been pro player. I think all this, that's why, man, if I'm a running back in college, I'm staying all 4 years. You're guaranteed one contract on a rookie deal, which is going to be shit. Because everybody's like, oh, you can't take a running back top 10. And if you do, you know, you're the Raiders. And it's like, well, you need five linemen to, you know, to block for him too, unfortunately. But, like I was,
he's not gonna do what he did. Says that the Mountain West, it's the AFC West. Hey, oh yeah, hey.
And everybody's like, I hate these college players making $4 million. Oh, but you're cool with Lane Kiffin just ditching his fucking team for an extra $11 million. You know,
no big.
Shut up, big.
The players deserve money. No peg. No, let's fucking give Dabo an extra $10 million.
Yeah, let's have sex.
That was the entire show. Kelly was
no
so
big.
Hot.
No big.
Christina Applegate. No big. Christina Applegate was so hot. Kelly Bundy, dude. Dumber than Kelly Bundy. Always a great rap song, too. What are your weekend plans? I got to go pick up my child.
Oh, my God. I think I know a Kelly Bundy.
You don't.
I know a girl who married a guy whose last name was Bundy.
Ted?
No. What are my weekend plans?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the Milwaukee Wave game tonight.
Are you really? During the Bama-Oklahoma game?
Yeah. And the Badgers play Nova down the street.
What, this is probably a terrible quote. Who are the Milwaukee Wave? What do they do?
Indoor soccer.
Ah.
It's like a youth soccer night.
Do they sell beer?
I don't drink around my kid anymore.
It's probably a good move, especially if you're, you know, going to drive to the event.
Yeah.
Hey, is Giannis going to stay a Buck?
Giannis is doing that thing where he's like, that's why I always play both sides. I'm a winner no matter what. My agent, I don't talk to my agent, but I told my agent, but I don't know. He needs to figure it out.
I think it's a little weird that, like, some people on social media that, like, 2 years ago had him as their profile picture, like, 34... you know, man up. And I'm like, what are you like? This is the, like, it, but here's the thing about the NBA, dude. And you guys should want this as a Bulls fan. Like, you just,
I don't want him to trade them. Cause then they're going to suck forever.
I love Giannis. He's not good enough to win a championship. He's good enough to be the best player on a championship team and probably will be for four more years, dude. But like, they're not going to be like bringing over Zach LaVine. I promise you does not win a chip. OKC going to lose this year? Like, you know what I mean? Like, LaVine and Giannis aren't beating them.
I actually got a busy weekend. I got a TV hit on Channel 12 tomorrow at 8:30.
With who?
I don't know. Whoever does the morning news.
What's it on?
They just want to talk Packers Bears.
No, nice.
So I just come down here and go on TV.
That's pretty cool. You going to wear a suit?
No, I always dress like this.
Bucks hat and all.
Yeah, I wear a hat. Kids have a kid has a basketball game. I got a hit with Rosenbloom.
At what point do we start to get a little concerned with the Brewers front office this free agency period?
Don't spoil it. You and I are doing that next week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We're going live.
I think they got to chase a big fish.
Ryan Horvat, thank you for stopping into.
But don't part ways with Keston Hera.
Council fucked Hera. Don't get me started on that.
I remember when I was like, the Brewers went to Game 7 of the NLCS that year, and I was doing radio, and I was like, I would trade for Madbub, dude. And everybody's like, yeah, but you can't trade Keston Hera. You can't trade that bat. Anyway, have a good weekend. Go Alabama.
Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.